from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today is another beautiful day. In the presence of God, we give glory to God. We thank Him for His faithfulness, for His mercy upon our life, upon our ways. Father, we say, blessed be Thy name. No one like You. You are worthy of our praise. We celebrate You, Jehovah. We thank You for Your faithfulness. We thank You for Your kindness. Thank You for Your mercy upon our life till today. It has never been by power, neither has it been by strength, but by grace. We celebrate God for giving us this happy season. And I say to everyone that is celebrating their birthday today, that the mighty hand of the Lord will rest upon you in Jesus' mighty name. The great grace of God will manifest more and more in Jesus' mighty name. Brethren, I celebrate those that are marking their birthday or celebrating their birthday today. It shall be well with you. Few days to Christmas. My own birthday too is loading on the 25th. That's my birthday. But I thank God as I'm celebrating my birthday already. I celebrate and rejoice with every one of you. For those of you that are celebrating your special days today, I rejoice with you. Many happy special days. There are so many memorable days before the end of this year. Many memorable days. And I pray today and always that every day of our life shall bring forth sweet memories in the name of Jesus. That is done and settled. Brethren, I want us to celebrate the moment we have. The season of Christmas. Unto us a child is born. Wow. Jesus Christ came into the world and He came for a purpose. To differentiate, to enlighten, to give hope, to cancel sin, to deliver, to shed light, to show us the way, to let us know the truth. So let's celebrate Him. Looking into the word of the Lord in the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. Looking at that Bible passage, you will see it has been from inception that the Lord said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Wow, you can see that. Brethren, the Lord made that promise right in the Garden of Eden, before the departure, before mankind was sent out of it. The Lord put an enmity between the snake and the woman. And that word then was one of the reasons why Jesus Christ came to the world, to put our life in shape. The Lord said, I will make you and the woman enemies. That is to let us know that Jesus Christ came into the world to keep us away, to protect us from the enemy of the woman. He came into the world so that we will always be protected. We will be delivered from what the devil has done to the woman by luring her into disobedience. And that's why we are celebrating Christmas today. The Christmas we are celebrating today is not just for the fun of it. It's an atonement, a remembrance, a covenant to say, Father, we thank you for bringing us this deliverer. Luke chapter 1 verse 25. The word of the Lord there is saying, thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days where he looked on me, to take away my reproach among men. Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me, to take away my reproach among men. Every reproach of your life, of my life, that has been taken away by the Son that was sent into the world, we bring forth glory in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord release that baby, release that son of his, precious son, so that we can feel good about ourselves, so that we can enjoy ourselves, so that our life can have meaning. That's the reason why we are thanking God. We are celebrating Christmas, thanking Him that we appreciate what you have done for us. When Jesus Christ came into the world, our life was shaped. He came not through sexual intercourse, by the Holy Spirit. The mother of Jesus Christ was pregnant through the Holy Spirit. So Jesus Christ came into the virgin life that has never experienced anything from man. That makes him to be holy. Luke chapter 1 verse 35. Luke 1:35 says, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Hear that. Jesus Christ came into the world not through sinful nature, not like what happened in the Garden of Eden, not like that. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Till date, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Many of us don't have the understanding. He's the Son of God. He came without blemish, without stain, to deliver us. No wonder the devil was after him, because the devil got the first woman. But this one, the devil was unable to get her. No wonder the devil has named himself the arch enemy of those that believe in Christ. Believe in Christ today to enjoy light. Believe in Christ today to enjoy truth. Believe in Christ today to know the way. Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. Brethren, he was born to give our life meaning. As we are celebrating this Christmas, I pray that the Lord will give you better understanding in Jesus' mighty name. Go on enjoying Christ. Go on celebrating. And the mighty grace of God upon your life shall be more proclaimed in Jesus' mighty name. You are blessed and lifted in Jesus' name. Let me stop here. By the grace of God, I'll be coming your way tomorrow. Few days to Christmas. And I say, Merry Christmas. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 38 02 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.
Peace of the Lord be with you.